and Ampersand is recorded on the traditional and unceded territories of the Wolastoqwell and the Mi'kmaq.
So welcome back. Welcome, Kirby. We are here with our third guest of the afternoon.
The lovely Kirby, owner of Knife Fork Books, supporter of poets all across the country and across the world. I imagine you have some worldly poets that turn up to look at these beautiful poetry books. You have a new location, which we'll also plug.
That is so exciting. I am in the most worldly place as we speak. I mean, two of the most glorious days of my life this year have been here.
Yeah. You've gotten unusually good weather.
It's crazy beautiful. The colors are like, it's like Technicolor.
Yes, yes.
My eyes are bursting. I love it.
Yeah, it's always beautiful watching the leaves change around this time of year. Mm. Poetry weekend is like right at the perfect time for that.
Well, we're singing this weekend for sure.
Yeah.
It's quite sweet.
Yeah, so would you like to introduce yourself a little bit more?
Yes.
Oh, my name's Kirby. I am the owner of Knife Fork Book. We're Canada's only all-poetry bookshop, and now we're fully accessible at this beautiful mezzanine at Artscape Young Place. It's glorious. There's windows the full length. We have our own cafe now.
Ooh.
And Poetry 724. So it's a dream. In 3 years, we went from book cart on the street to this glorious poetry cafe.
That's fantastic.
So it's really... I'm still delighted, you know.
Yeah.
It's one constant surprise.
I definitely remember when you were in Rick's Cafe in Kensington Market and showing up there once because a friend had mentioned it and being overwhelmed with the amount of poetry you had crammed into this tiny little space.
Mm. I remember our meeting and I took this beatific picture of you there. Which is wonderful. And I was delighted to have your chapbook, Guzzle, was on the rail.
Yeah. I was really surprised to find it there. Now I remember.
It was really sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, if you're ever in need of poetry in Toronto, Knife Fork Book is the spot to go. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thank you, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you are currently touring with a new collection.
It's my full-length debut.
Wow.
This is where I get
out.
I've had chapbooks before now, you know, a number of chapbooks, and I'm the queen of anthologies. But finally, my chapbook debut, This Is Where I Get Off. It's put out by Permanent Sleep Press. The Mockler was my editor. She has, I have to sing her praises. I initially had sent her a few poems for the Rusty Toque, thinking, oh, no one's going to go near this stuff. And she wrote to me back. She goes, Kirby, do you have more of this? This is, like, great. And that gave me the permission to come out and with This Is Where I Get Off. So it's always important to find your advocates, you know, your cheerleaders that respond and say yes to your life and your work. That's so essential.
So
I'm very grateful to Catherine Mockler. Thank you. Thank you, my dearest.
Yeah. So we can move into one of your poems from the book.
I'm reading a poem called Sunday School, because it's Sunday. One thing I learned at church, there is no half measure to praise or grief. Speaking in tongues at the tip of your cock unceasingly.
Wow. That is the kind of Sunday poem I like to hear. We are also in what was lovingly dubbed yesterday.
The Church of Poetry.
The Church of Poetry.
Yes. Poetry.
Yeah.
Apropos.
For those who haven't seen Mem Hall, there's these beautiful stained glass windows. There's orchestras that practice in these halls. It's just got...
Yeah, it's an ancient building. Most definitely on the haunted side of the spectrum. It's a gorgeous spot with like really odd architecture. We were just admiring one of the ventilation grates in this room.
Oh my God. And where you find the men's washroom, there's a bit of a trail.
Yes.
And then you get there and I walk in, they're the largest urinals I've ever seen on the face of the earth, and which is kind of nice. And then, and there's one high heel shoe on the radiator.
Is there
and
really?
I thought, just this really single... is the men's room.
Fantastic.
I felt very welcome.
Yes.
Kind of sweet.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while we have you here, we have some fun dumpster dive questions.
Darling, bring that box. Let's open that box. Okay, boom, boom, boom.
I'm waiting for someone to make a Pandora's box reference.
Oh, yes.
I guess I'm the person who did it.
One, living poet you're dying to meet. Two, dead poet you are living for. Two is really easy. It's C.P. Cavafy. Cavafy is my soul. I learned that sorrow and joy coexist with Cavafy. That's very much present in most of my work. It's not an either-or thing. Even in this poem I just read about joy and grief, one of the things I lament is I have very little real to cry over these days. But Cavafy is all about praising love and loss. So, and then living poet I'm dying to meet. Wow.
This is a hard one for Kirby, who meets many of the living poets across Canada.
Oh, Carl Phillips.
Okay.
Carl Phillips. I love Carl Phillips. They're new. They have a new little chapbook out from Sibling Rivalry Press. Mm-hmm. I wish I can recall the title offhand. I'm actually teaching. I'm pulling from it tomorrow in my poetry is queer class in St. John tomorrow.
Oh,
and,
excellent.
But he has this wonderful collection about the cathedral. Most of my work is what I also learned in church is idolatry. And most of my life has been completely about idolatry. And Carl Phillips in the new work speaks about the cathedral as the place of presence and light and idolatry and what moves us and place, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a 2-for-1 question, but we'll have you draw one more.
We're doing one more
quickly.
If you could go back and be the inventor of something major, I would have invented the vibrator. Anything that creates ecstatic joy and pleasure from the perineum all over and every pore and cell of our being, I am completely for. So that would have been my claim to fame for sure.
That is a champion answer.
It is a phenomenal response. Yeah.
Anything else, my loves?
Before you go, where can folks find you on social media?
This is where I get off.com, which is not work friendly, but very playful and fun. JeffKirby.ca, and of course, KnifeForkBook.com. So those are my play areas.
Thank you so much.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Thank
Jeff.
You.
And it's been done, and you're broken, looking for some.
Welcome. We have Carlos Morales, who we will have introduce himself momentarily. And we are, again, doing some mini interviews for Poetry Weekend before we sneak back downstairs for the 2 p.m. reading. Carlos, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
If you don't mind, I'm going to read a little bit about myself because I'm not very good at this.
No problem.
Okay.
So you're reading from Gnaw and Gnarl, a Frog Hollow chapbook?
Yes. Okay. I was born in El Salvador in 1965. I started writing poetry around 1987 as a student at the University of El Salvador. In the midst of the largest Salvadorian guerrilla offensive in 1989, during the country's civil war, I was captured by government forces release 3 weeks later. I emigrated to Canada in 1991. The following year, I joined in literary activities in Fredericton, New Brunswick, participating in poetry readings and promoting Latin American poetry.
Thank you. And you've been a huge supporter of all poetry readings ever since I've been in Fredericton. I think I've seen you at, like, if not all, 99% of the poetry readings I've ever been to.
I met you at one of those.
Yeah, and it's a huge pleasure knowing that there are other Latin people and that you have that heritage and keep it strong here. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, it is co-host Rebecca's birthday today, which is apt.
Yeah, I have been trying to be quiet about that, but then Anique McCaskill congratulated me earlier while we were setting up, and the secret was out. So.
There's no hiding.
Yeah.
And Carlos, you're also involved with some of the multilingual poetry events that go on in Fredericton.
Yes, that's right.
Very exciting. And those are at the Tipsy Muse.
Yeah, I think it's every other week or every month.
Every month, yes.
Yeah, they're organized by Dean Farrell, who's a fantastic Irish poet who's living here and working at the Tipsy Muse and started organizing this series.
Oh, yeah.
Carlos, you've been a regular at those as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, really enjoyed that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you usually read in Spanish and English as well, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, French sometimes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, French.
Truly multilingual.
Yes, I have my first book published in 2012 in the trilingual edition.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And which press is that with?
It's Broken Jaw.
Okay, yeah. So that's local, I believe.
Yeah,
it's a smaller press.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, the name, it's in Spanish. Okay. It's an antología chiquita, something like a teeny tiny anthology.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, it is like a lovely small size for a book, too. It's got a gorgeous yellow cover with a painting on it.
Yes, yeah. It has a great meaning for me because this painting is from my mother.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes, unfortunately passed away in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I chose it because it conveys the meaning of the book.
Mm.
Because actually the word anthology, that's what it means. A book, bouquet of flowers.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And you can see it right here.
Wow.
Yeah. Yes, that's why. And that's actually the meaning of every anthology. You choose the best.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do, or you can write.
Yeah. Are you going to be reading from your anthology or from Gnaw and Gnarl?
I'm going to read from this one.
Yeah, so that's the Frog Hollow anthology of... I believe it's all New Brunswick poets, right?
Yes.
Yes. All right. So take it away.
The fatherland seems so far away. You don't hear anything about it. Hardly anything. Sadly. Not how it's doing. Nor who it's with. They say it's nasty. Messy. Without solution, they say so many things. So, you nourish your gallant sadness that succumbs every now and then. Heartbroken from all the hope you cling to. The fatherland is far away because there is nothing wrong with it. For a time, the scavengers run the show. Please do what's possible to hold it close.
Mm. Thank you so much for that.
And Gnaw and Gnarl is a lovely little chapbook that features all kinds of New Brunswick poets from different backgrounds. It was edited by Sue Sinclair and Shane Nielsen, so definitely check that out. Mm-hmm. And Carlos, would you like to answer a few of our dumpster dive questions?
Sure.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
Yes.
Okay, so what is the weird scene you had Google for a poem? Well, that's actually a good one because I usually start writing in Spanish and then I do my own translations. Okay, I was looking for the meaning of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Pain, but the actual word in the poem was something like feather.
Mm. Okay.
So how can I do this? How can I put this in a poem? I don't know how. It sometimes give me a lot of headaches and a lot of time trying to figure it out how to convey this message so people can understand what I mean.
Mm. Yeah, it's hard getting nuance across when translating.
Yes. Things definitely get lost. Yeah. Or there's not the right word or terminology in the different languages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the nuances are completely off a lot of the time. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much. I think our next round of readings are starting.
One more?
Huh? Do we have time for one more? How are we doing? Yes.
Okay, yeah, let's do one more.
One more.
152.
So we still got time for one.
All right.
What is your most overseed word, image, metaphor, and poems? Okay, this also has to do with when I'm trying to translate my poems. I was thinking about a poem I wrote something like 30 years ago, and I was trying to say why I don't like people call me a poet. Okay. And I wrote this poem in the middle of the war. And I was thinking, okay, poets are people who write not with the usual paper, but with the usual, but in the land where they live, the physical land where they live. And the ink they use is their blood, right? And this, all these things together, in the end, they're going to cause so many wounds, so many wounds in the enemy, like they were using gunpowder. Okay, so probably that's why it's very, not so very weird to say, one of my first poems.
Yeah. I think you read that poem very recently somewhere.
Yes, you were there.
Yes. Yeah, it was lovely. And I know that, I think I recognized that theme when it came up in that poem, but you have revisited it quite a lot, but it is an important one, I think. And
Yeah.
It's one that's definitely worth revisiting.
Yeah.
Great. And Carlos, for people listening to the podcast, are you available on any social media?
Yes, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You can find Carlos Morales. And do you know what your Twitter or Insta handles are?
Carlos Morales Reddington should be for Twitter.
Perfect.
Okay. Yeah. Twitter and for Instagram too.
And for the Broken Jaw collection, that one, is it still available?
Good question. I don't know. I don't know because it's been a long time.
Yeah, not gnarly.
I'm so very ashamed that I haven't tried to publish another book. But yes, I think there might be some copies left.
Yeah.
You can definitely find Broken Jaw online and the non-gnarl copy that Carlos's poems are featured in is also available online through Frog Hollow.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Muchas gracias.
Alvin Ampersand is produced by Jenna Noor. Additional music is provided by Adam Washburn. Special thanks to this week's guests, Jeff Kirby and Carlos Morales. Alvin Ampersand is hosted by Jenna Lynn Albert and Rebecca Salazar. This show is made possible thanks to the City of Fredericton.